FM presents All the Way to Mars and Back, written by Eddie Norton, directed by Anna Nugent. Please be advised that the programme contains strong language, drug and suicide references.
Ah, poor old horses, Peter. Must be freezing standing there in the cold like that.
Well used to it, they are, Laura.
Suppose. Look smart though, don't they? All polished and brushed. And the hearse? Whole thing must be costing a fortune.
Bobbo and Willie were cousins, weren't they? Paying for everything he is.
Just as well. Family couldn't afford this.
Last day above ground.
All the funerals we've been at. People our age. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Makes you think about what?
Living a normal life again. Having kids, maybe. I mean, can we do this all our lives?
It's what's in front of us at the moment.
We can always move out. Away.
With what? The money's starting to come in now, but we're a long way short of moving out of the flats. What's the matter with you?
I'm feeling spooky lately. I don't know. Especially since...
Look, can we do this some other time? Let's try and get through the day.
Peter? Laura? What's the crack?
Story, Franna.
Really giving Willie the works in there, aren't they?
Ah, poor Willie.
Bleeding partner on, aren't they? If I'd have the money this is costing, I'd be on the pig's back. I mean, what good is it to him, huh?
Ah, still. It's good that people are saying nice things about him.
What do you suppose they'll say at your funeral, Franna?
The best bag snatcher on the suicide. See, when they bring that stuff up to put in me coffin, it'll be an empty handbag and a pair of runners.
Looking at some photos the other day. All of us in Balbriggan when we were kids. Remember? The summer projects.
Jesus, were they mad days or what?
And now there's Willie gone. Another one.
Only up at the hospital a few weeks ago.
Bleeding spoofer. Nobody went near them. Afraid they'd catch the bug.
Me ma's life. Throwing smokes at each other the whole time we were...
Yeah, right.
Speaking of smokes, you any on you, Pete?
Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Ah, come on, Pete. Don't be like that.
You forgetting the other thing, by the way.
No. No. Big scar fell through the other night. Bleeding gaffer was in. Alarm went off. Had to scarp her. Swear, Pete, I'm your ma's life.
Bobbo has no sense of humour about people owing him money. You don't pay me, I still have to pay him.
It's cool, Pete. It's cool. I'll have it for you. Gonna put the hammer on Bobbo later. Owes me a favour, he does. Big time.
Bobbo Bennett owes you a favour. Yeah, right.
I'm your ma's life.
Your ma's life? Sell it for a couple of lines, you would.
Listen to your ma.
You've had your warning, Franna. Don't go missing on me, or there'll be consequences.
Jesus Christ, that's some service in there. Bleeding priest. Body's going in and out like a conveyor belt every week and he hasn't a word to say about the people causing it. They're sitting there in their suits with their bling and their fancy horse-drawn hearse outside, all paid for with blood money.
Keep your voice down, Tommy. People will hear you.
I don't care, Marion. It's all a sham. The whole thing. Willie's in heaven now. In heaven? How's that then? The last 5 years, he broke me mother's heart and made her life a misery. Put years on her, he did. They're not talking about that, though, are they?
All right, love, but it's done now. Let's just get through it. Making a fuss now won't change that.
Jesus, I'm dying for a smoke.
You're off them, remember?
How can I forget? Sometimes you'd wonder who's better off, them in the coffins or them carrying the coffins.
Just wish it was all over now at this stage.
It will be soon enough.
Sweet Jesus, Bernie. The weight of this bag. What have we got in here? An ostrich?
Ah, stop exaggerating, Liam. It's just the turkey and some extra stuff for the Christmas.
What? You've invited the whole Dublin football team for Christmas dinner? Is that it?
You have to buy when you see the bargains.
Oh, and so it goes.
Oh, don't be always giving out.
Big funeral there, Bernie. Horse-drawn hearse and all.
Wonder who it is. Oh, my God.
What?
It's Laura. There, outside the church.
I see her with that scumbag, that Peter fella, too late to cross over.
Don't say anything, Liam. Just pass by. Oh, God, me nerves.
Jesus, they're not half dragging it out. Bobo must be paying the priest a fortune.
I'll parrot trying to look normal, I suppose.
Oh, Jesus, Peter, me man, da, right on top of us.
Where? Oh, I see them, huh? Now, would you look at the pair of saps?
Oh, for God's sakes, Peter.
Liam, don't.
Hey, easy, man. Take it easy. Mind the suit, like.
Wouldn't dirty me hands on your toe, like. You and your bleeding suit.
Leave it, Liam. He's not worth it. Come on.
Go on. Oh, man. Carry on with your shopping.
Shithead. One of these days you're going to get what's coming to you. Just hope I'm there to see you.
This is the lovely fella you left your home for, huh?
He didn't mean Aunt Ma.
Yeah, right. Come on, Liam.
Old bastard. Nearly ruined me tin of flu.
You just couldn't let them pass.
Ah, too good an opportunity. Same pair of know-nothings.
Be back in a minute.
Hey, where are you going?
To say hello. Proper.
Why go where you're not wanted?
They're still me ma and dad.
They threw you out, remember?
Look, I'm going. Haven't seen them for ages.
What she says in that tow rag is beyond me, Bernie.
It's the drugs, Liam. That lifestyle. Everything else is dull by comparison.
But Jesus, even drugs must lose their traction sometime. The fog must lift.
No sign of it yet, though, is there?
When I think of the way she was before she made that excuse for a human.
Only makes things worse thinking about it.
Hey, all right. Just wanted to say hello. You know, proper like. Sorry about Peter, Da. He's just...
He's a waster, Laura. Forget it.
How are you, love? Keep it all right?
I'm all right, Ma. I am.
Who's that?
Willie Bradley. Teasy Bradley's young fella.
Didn't hear. Jesus, so many. Hard to keep track.
Horse-drawn carriage and all. Must have had money.
Better get back. Just wanted to say hello and wish you a happy Christmas.
You've lost weight, Laura. You eating all right?
I am. Really, I am. Don't be worrying.
Listen, you can come down for your dinner Christmas Day if you want. But not with that creep.
You don't even know him, Ma.
What's to know? He ruined my daughter's life and ours too, if truth be told.
Oh, Mum.
Will we see you Christmas Day?
I'll think about it, right? I will, I promise.
Listen, love, you don't have to stay with them. Come home any time you want. What has to be gone through, we'll go through together, won't we, Liam?
Your mum's right. You don't belong with that shower. Never did.
Better go. Funeral's nearly over. Mind yourselves now, okay?
You too, love. Look after yourself.
Take care, love.
What do you think, Liam?
The light has gone out, hasn't it? He's dead-eyed. The photo on my phone from last year, you'd scarcely believe it was the same young one.
I mean about Christmas Day. Think she'll come down?
Long as she's with that Torak? No, never gonna happen.
Excuse me.
Excuse me there.
Make way.
Excuse me.
Ah, fair play, Bobbo. From the heart, I mean it. Giving Willie a great send-off, you are. I've seen some funerals coming out of this church in me time, and Willie's tops them all. Nice one, Bobbo. I mean it, man. You don't need anything done. Anything at all.
Cheers, Franner. You going to the graveyard?
Sure am, Bobbo.
Might see you later, then.
Down mad, Bobbo.
I'm only asking, Laura. What did they say to you?
We were just talking, Peter. That's all.
About what? Talking about what?
They said I could come home any time I wanted.
Good. All right. Elwyn only wants a skivvy to look after them. That's all they want you for.
They're not like that.
What did you tell them?
I told them I'd think about it.
Dreaming again.
I am thinking about it.
You would? The Bobbo fella heading our way.
I see him.
Hey, Bobbo. Sorry about Willie. So young and all, what? Good bloke too he was.
Cheers, Peter. Never know what's round the corner, do you?
Ain't that the truth? Good service too, wasn't it?
Now's the fair, Laura.
Oh, I'm all right, Bobbo. I am.
We don't see much of you these days.
Oh, I do be around.
You look a little pale. Shouldn't stay indoors so much. Flowers need light.
No, Tommy, don't! Don't! Not outside the church, Tommy, please!
To hell with the church. I'm gonna have my say.
You got a problem, Tommy?
You're not fooling anyone with this spread, Bobbo. Wasn't for you and your likes, my brother wouldn't be in that box. You killed him, Bobbo. You and your poxy drugs.
Got a loose mouth there, Tommy. Watch it. But they'll be digging another hole up in that graveyard next to your brother.
I'm not afraid of you, Bobbo. Or your henchmen there.
Oh, Tommy, come on, please. Not here. The day that's in it, please.
Listen to your wife, dickhead.
Sit into the car, Tommy, please. You're not doing anyone any good.
All right, love. I'm done now. I'm done.
The Tommy fella, huh? Not costing them a light this funeral. And all they get's a tongue lashing. There's gratitude for you. No pleasing some people no matter what you do for them. Am I right, Peter?
True for you, Bobbo. Wouldn't pay any attention to it.
probably feels the need to do a bit of grandstanding in front of people.
You said it, man.
I did, didn't I?
Right, everybody. We're boarding the cars now. Let's go. Everybody, let's go. Off your feet and onto the seats.
Glory be to the Father and the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Poor Mrs. Bradley, P. Broken hearted she is.
Not easy for her, all right.
Must be hard, losing a son like that.
That way or another, Laura. What's the difference?
Nice turnout for him, though.
All trying to catch Bobbo's eye, aren't they? Hoping they'll get invited back to the booze for free beer and maybe an audience with the man himself.
Hardly room for them all.
There'll be bouncers on the door making a tidy few bob, picking and choosing.
Bobbo would like a word, Franna.
Bobbo? With me? Why? Huh? Why?
Yours is not to reason why.
Came on a bit too strong with the church, didn't I? I knew it. Tell him I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything.
Calm yourself, Franna. And get in the car.
250, 350, 455. That's 500 euro there.
Who do I have to kill, Bobbo?
Nobody, Franna. Just need you to do a little job for me.
Anything, Bobbo. Just name it.
You still hanging around with Peter and Laura?
Yeah, all the time. Best buds we are.
Be with them later.
Down the other place? Am I invited?
You're invited.
Blessing of God on you, Bobbo. Yeah, I'll be with them so.
Good. Good.
Listen, Bobbo, this car. One of them new Mercs yokes, isn't it?
Pay attention, Franner. Fucking focus, man.
Sure thing, Bobbo. Sorry, man.
This is what I want you to do. Don't mess it up. You hear me? No banging up until you've done what you're supposed to do. Understood?
You can depend on it, Bobbo. Me ma's life.
Okay, so, now listen up.
Heavy crew here tonight, Laura. Place is jammers. I don't know half of them.
Sweet perfume everywhere.
I smell it.
Cops raid this place, they'll go home stoned.
No danger of that.
Is it my imagination, or does Bobbo keep looking over in this direction?
He seem alright to you today?
Don't know. He has this creepy way of looking at you. Oh, never liked him at all. Always seems to be undressing you, looking through you.
Talking with him today at the church, and it was like he was saying something but meaning something else.
You think he knows?
What difference does it make? He's still getting his whack. That's all that matters.
Don't think he'd see it like that if he knew. You need to be careful.
That's all cool. Just a bit jumpy, think.
There's something in my stomach all the time. Knots. Butterflies.
We'll be right as rain as soon as we have a sniff.
Not sure I want to do this anymore.
There you there. Looking all over for yous.
Branna, lost you at the graveyard.
Mooch to lift from some heads, I know. Some spread this, huh? Food and drink. Willie would have loved it. Should have done it before he died.
Good idea, that. Check out the mighty hit and the best gear you can get. Heaven to be in just before you died. For a few minutes, anyway.
That's the way to do it, all right. Check out on your own terms. Open your hand, Pete. Right, the few bob I owe you. That's it, right there. Told you'd come through, didn't I?
Hey, I'm impressed. Where did this come from? A few hours ago you hadn't a light.
Got a juicy handbag up in the graveyard. Not our crowd, like.
You stroked a handbag in the graveyard? At a funeral?
Ah, somehow we left it behind, I think.
Franna, the graveyard bag snatcher.
Jesus Christ.
What are you getting so holy about all of a sudden?
A woman's handbag in the graveyard.
Sharp bleeding memory you have. What's the difference between stroking a bag in a graveyard and stroking one in a pub or a cafe?
Ah, forget it. I'm going to the toilet.
She's saying ropey.
Woman's trouble.
Up the spout.
She wishes.
Listen, Pete. All right, if we go back to your gaff later for a bit of the other thing. You know, a bang up.
You winding me up?
I'm serious. Why?
Up to your old tricks again. Give him a one hand and taking it back with the other.
No, it's cool, man. I have the bread.
Up front, so. Right? No strap anymore, too much aggravation.
I have it. Look, man, a 50 spot. What'll that get me?
there you are, Teasy. You all right?
I'm grand, Laura, thanks. Big crowd outside, huh? Didn't think Willie knew so many people.
He was well-liked, Willie was.
You'd wonder. Hardly anyone went up to see him in the hospital there.
Aye, you know the way it is. Anyway, here. How are you now? The last couple of weeks must have been hard.
I'm just happy it's over. God forgive me. I'm just glad now.
The way you were suffering. Happy release, as they say.
If only you knew the times I prayed for it. Longed for it. Isn't that lovely? Wishing me youngest child dead. Same bastard drugs.
Ah, Teasy. You're still...
gave him everything I did, and it was never enough. The more he got, the more he took. Nothing was sacred. A little bit of jewellery. Wedding ring.
Ah, Teasy.
See that? Oh, that shite about unconditional love. That's all there is, shite. A license for them to do what they bloody well want.
It's hard, I know, Teasy. Come on, I'll walk back out with you.
Just let me dab my eyes here, Laura. Thank God life doesn't go on forever. There has to be something better than this.
What's keeping them Ruby Murrays? Starving, I am Lee Bleeding Marvin.
Eat a farmer's flute through a hedge, I would be.
Long does it take to cook a greyhound, huh?
Leave them alone. Trying to earn a living, same as anyone else.
Will you ever stop turning into Mother Bleeding Teresa, yeah?
Mother Teresa, that's a good one, Pete.
Laura doesn't find it funny, does she? Doesn't laugh anymore, doesn't sing. You'd hear her humming about the place, but not anymore. A dull girl she is these days.
What's there to sing about?
Here, Pete, remember that song we used to sing on the buses that time? The Summer Project's crack. What way did it go now? Did you ever in your life see Franner on a bike and Molly on the handlebars?
Kissing and a hugging and a hugging and a kissing all the way to Mars and back. That's not all, that's not all. The baby's drinking alcohol.
Where is she now, Molly? My childhood sweetheart.
Probably brown bread.
No, actually she left the area, living on the north side now.
Must look her up when all this is over.
When all what is over?
Huh?
When all what is over?
This, all this, the funeral, Scooby-Doo, you know, the hullabaloo.
Your order, sir. €27, please.
There's 30. Keep the change. Pay your fare back to Hong Kong.
Back to Hong Kong. That's a good one, Pete.
Okay, let's go. Charlie's waiting.
And that completes the 9 o'clock news for now. Nothing left for me to do but hand you over to our weatherman, Philip Green. Good night, and God bless.
Think I'll go up and read me book, Liam. Want a cuppa before I go?
No, thanks, love. I'd have another can. There's a film starting on RTE.
Don't wake me when you come up.
Why should you sleep when I can't?
Very funny.
Why don't you join me? It's Christmas, missus. Buy yourself a glass and sit down.
What's on?
It's A Wonderful Life.
Don't we wish?
Happy ending it has. Who knows? Might be our turn this year.
If only. Though I have to say, she did seem a bit uncertain today. Maybe she'll come down for Christmas Day after all.
Don't mean to be a downer, but I wouldn't bet on her.
Why is it the fella's head never gets turned when he meets a girl? You hardly ever hear of a fella coming off drugs after he meets someone. It's always the other way round. The nice, clean girl with the good job ends up in the gutter with a waster abusing drugs. Still can't get me head around it.
Remember when she was younger? Couldn't stand to be in the same room as me when I smoked. Now she's taking God knows what. Wasn't worth thinking about. And yet you can't stop yourself from thinking about it.
Isn't a day passes that I don't sit in our room wondering what might have been?
I always imagined myself when she was getting older. Sitting in a pub or a restaurant with her, and some geeky boyfriend would be trying to impress me.
Like normal people.
Hey, you never know. As you say, she might just show. Stranger things have happened, I suppose.
Please God.
Now go and get the wine. Bring in the gin as well. Might as well treat ourselves.
Feck it, I will so. You're right. It's Christmas.
Get the locks, Franner. I'll sort the rub-a-dub-dub.
Check, Pete. Lantern, Jesus. It's like a prison gate here.
Can't be too careful, can you?
Bleeding army couldn't get in. Owl Adele. Listen to her music all night. Never mind, I'll find somebody new.
More air than a fart.
Don't give up the day job, Franner.
If I was locked up, that's what I'd be listening to all the time.
Something to look forward to, so, eh, Franner?
Some sights in that graveyard today, huh? By the looks of some of them, hardly worth a while leaving at all. Fair play, though. Bobo gave Willie a good send-off, he did.
Done right by the family, in fairness. Likes to splash the cash, Bobo does.
We banging up, or what?
We'll have a sniff first, do the H later.
You have a works?
In the bedroom. Laura doesn't like the needle, though. Prefers to smoke it.
Don't know what you're missing, Laura. The full buzz. So looking forward to it. This the good stuff, B?
The business, Franna. Bobo has the best Charlie around. Known for it is. You'd be buzzing in no time. Right, who's up first?
Me. The lady goes first.
Might put the lady in a better mood.
You might as well know I'm done with all this after tonight.
Yeah, right. After tonight, and in the morning, when your nerves are shredding, it'll be after tomorrow night, and the night after that. Easy to quit when you don't have to do it just yet.
Ah, give over, you two. Are you doing this or what, Laura? If not, give me the no.
That's a 50 euro note there, Franna. Don't score you.
There he goes again. Go on, Laura. Give it a lash, girl. White lines on the freeway. Now you're whistling. That's it. Lean forward and...
What do we want?
Coppers out!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
A kilo of smack.
When do we want it?
Now! When do we want it?
Right now, this bleeding minute.
See you, Franner the Bag Snatcher. Answer, yeah, better to get a job. You bleeding toe rag, you.
Always on about jobs, aren't they? Them and their work.
Can't all work, can we? Stands to reason.
That's right, stands to reason.
Slaves they're looking for, working for nothing.
I was always able to get the good jobs.
Yeah, weren't able to hold on to any of them, were you?
At least I know what it's like to work.
Yeah, Pete, lazy bastard, yeah. If work was a suit, you'd be walking around naked.
Jesus, you're the Franner fella. Only time you ever break sweat is when you're running off with some owns handbag.
We got a soft star, what?
Don't talk about it, Franner. You lose it when you talk about it.
Lose what, Pete?
Ask Laura. She thinks about stuff like that.
In a minute. Need to use your jacks, Pete. Oh, that Ruby Murray.
Already? Go on then. Don't forget to flush the toilet after you. Doorboard.
Hey, it's Franner. We're here now, Bobo. Yeah. All clear. The locks. Yeah. Later. So, Laura, what's the crack? You lose it when you talk about it? Lose what?
Here, wait. This is a good one. Where's the best place to find a whale?
Sandy Mill?
The Atlantic somewhere?
No. The best place to find a whale is a whaleway station. Mother of Jesus! Bobo!
Well, well, well. A Russell Hardy. Thanks for the invite.
What's up, man? Jesus, Bobo.
I'm to wish you a happy Christmas, you robbing little bastard.
Hold on, man. You have it all wrong. Hold on, man.
They are not cutting my stuff and selling it on. Is that what you're saying?
It's just a bit of free enterprise, Bobo. You know yourself. Never left you short, did I? Huh? Never left you short. Never, Bobo. I didn't.
You took Bobo Bennett. For an agent. Nobody does that and lives to laugh about it. Nobody. My friend here has something for you.
Bobo. No. Jesus. Don't. I'm sorry. Every cent I made, I'll pay back. I swear. On my ma's life. Bobo. Please. Oh, mother. Help me.
Oh, you've killed him. Oh, mother of God, you have killed him!
Well, so what? He was freelancing on my stuff, damaging my reputation for good gear. Now listen up, sweetheart. He owes me money,
And since he obviously can't pay, then you'll have to.
But I can't pay you.
Is that so? Look at me, Laura. You can pay, and you will. Doesn't have to be in money. You're quite attractive when you want to be. Nice body and stuff. When all this dies down, I want you here when I call. Understand? Do you understand?
Yes, yes, please don't hit me again.
Okay then, that's settled. Wouldn't want me calling down to your mother's gaff now, would you? Huh?
No.
Nothing left to say then, but to wish you all a happy Christmas and a prosperous new year.
Lantern, Jesus. Didn't think they were going to do that.
What do you mean? Did you know this was going to happen?
No. No. Just hear they were having arguments and stuff. Swear. My ma's life, I swear.
Jesus Christ, Franner. How did they get in here? Huh? How did they...
Half his head is gone.
Oh, what are we going to do? An ambulance or something? Jesus, he needs help.
Ambulance comes here. So will the cops. Cops come here, they're going to find gear. Locked up for something I don't even own. No chance.
What do you mean? You're leaving. You're going. Oh, don't leave me here on my own, Franner, please.
I'll call an ambulance when I'm clear the flats. Swear I will, Laura. On my ma's life.
Franner, please don't go. I can't handle this.
I'm out of here, Laura. Sorry.
Oh, Franner, wait. Please. Oh, Peter. What'll I do? What'll I do? Jesus, what'll I do? Call the police? They'll come and what? I'm a witness. What'll I tell them? Babbo did it. He'll kill me. Go home. Ma and Da. But the police will come there. Down to the house. Me Da. What if Babbo comes to the house? Oh, Mam. Mam. What'll I do? A smoke. Settle my nerves. A smoke. I'll think better when I'm calm. The gear. The gear. The bedroom. Oh God. Oh, please be here, please. Oh, jeez. There it is. Oh, thank God. The works. All here. The gear. Spoon. Lighter. Tie up. Tin foil. Hypodermic. Steady now. Oh, why didn't I go home when I had the chance? Home. Oh God, I can't go anywhere now. I'm trapped. God in heaven, I'm trapped. Steady now. Easy. There's a way though, isn't there? One mighty hit, then it's over. All over. That's what they said. No more Babbo. No more hassle. Peace. Mam and Dad, they'll get over it. In time, they'll get over it. No other way, is there? No. No, not this way. Not this. There has to be some... There must. Oh, Mam. Mam.
Enjoyed that. Happy ending. Always nice, even if it's only on TV. As the man says, Happy Christmas, Liam.
And you, Bernie. Many more of them as well.
James Stewart and the wine has lifted me spirits a bit. All we need now is a bit of snow.
Never wonder about that.
Ever wonder about what?
How did the North Pole and snow and reindeers and stuff become associated with Christmas? Was Christ not born in the sweltering heat of Bethlehem? No snow or reindeers within a million miles. I mean, there are no sleighs in the desert, are there? And here, when did you ever see a painting of a crib with a Christmas tree in it? Answer me that. Don't get me started on mistletoe.
You're drunk.
Pink gin. Pink gin will do that every time.
Won't be needing your sleeping pills tonight, I don't think.
Too right. Gin and Guinness will send me into the land of Nod. Guaranteed.
Is that dessert tonight?
Mary and Joseph looking for a name with gin?
It could be Laura. Oh, please.
Well, we won't know till we open the shagging door, will we? Okay, hold your horses.
Mr. Liam Ryan.
Who's asking?
Detective Trahey, Drug Squad. Mr. Ryan.
Yes, that's me. What's up?
You've a daughter, Laura. Laura Ryan.
Is she in some kind of trouble?
Can I come in? I'm afraid I have some bad news, sir. Is your wife here?
Yes, I am. What's wrong? You're saying bad news? Is it Laura?
It's very bad, I'm afraid. If I could just come in, I prefer not to do this.
Is she dead? She's dead, isn't she? Oh, God, is she?
I'm so sorry. She seems to have overdosed.
Oh, my Jesus. Oh, don't say that. Oh, Jesus, don't say that. Oh, Laura. Laura, no. 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 Oh, dear sweet God in heaven, Laura.
The programme you have just heard, All the Way to Mars and Back, written by Eddie Naughton, directed by Anna Nugent with script consultancy by Claire Monnelly, was performed by Amy Herbert as Laura, Stephen Kelly as Franner and Tommy, Lawrence Lowry as Liam, Michael Mullen as Peter and Henchman, Paul Nugent as Bobbo, Priest, Newscaster, Server and Detective Trahey, Fiona Tobin as Bernie, Marion and Teasy.
This programme was co-funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.